Hi, it's Mac, and it's Thursday. It's Thursday the 17th of January 2013. I'm just leaving St. John's Hospital, where I have been in for an assessment on the operation that was taken on my by the plastic surgery department on the 29th of November 2012. Where I had a problem with pain, and apparently it was an inflamed or some issue with the cartilage in the lobe, and they eventually had to do it under plastic surgery. A good number of months before that, it was done under what they call a minor procedure in the hospital. But that wasn't successful because the pain was actually just as bad, if not worse, following that. And so they reckoned that it would have to be done properly under the plastic surgeon's knife, as it were. So that was done, as I said, on the 29th of November. I've had absolutely no issues with it since then. It's been great. And so my appointment this morning was for 9:30 a.m. and I was taken exactly at that moment by a wonderful young consultant doctor called Neil, who you thought we actually knew each other and were friends. The way he greeted me and we chatted about things, and he said it's absolutely fine. He was happy, I was happy, etc. And he asked me if I was continuing to rub the oil or the cream into the lobe. I had to put my hand up and be honest and say, well, I hadn't been doing that because I didn't know I had to do that. And he says, yeah, it would have been an instruction to you to do that because it gets that part of the ear used to being handled and rubbed, and also massages the ear and the tissues and helps them to heal. So I haven't been doing that, so I'm going home, and my wife's got loads of E45 cream, so I'll have to start doing that. But anyway, it was very good, and I was out of the hospital within 10 minutes, done and dusted, and had a lovely conversation with this young guy, very, very nice indeed. And I also spoke to him, if he didn't mind, I said, about my white finger issues. And he very kindly said, yeah, just tell me all about it and I'll try and explain as best I can. So that's an entirely different story, but just to say that he was a wonderful guy and was prepared to even talk about something that he didn't need to talk about, because sometimes he can just say, no, I'm sorry, I can only talk about the issue you're in here for today. But it was very good, very nice indeed. So as I said, I'm very happy to be going home with a clean report, as it were, from the consultant. Hospitals are nice to hospitals are nice to leave, let's put it that way. They're never nice to visit, because you're either visiting because there's something wrong with you, or you're visiting because someone you know has something wrong with them. So as I said before, it's always nice to leave a hospital. So that's about it. Just heading home now. I haven't had anything to eat except for my wee bowl of porridge this morning. So I'm going to go home and have, I guess, toast and egg. That's the usual in the morning. Go to work on an egg, or in my case, go to get through the rest of the day on an egg. And a hot cup of tea. That's the essential thing, hot cup of tea. It's very cold and raw and damp kind of feeling this morning. I hit up when I got home, but thankfully I didn't have to wait any time in the hospital, which is, as many of you will know, is a real bugbear when the hospital, your appointment's at 9:30 and you don't get taken till sometimes even 11, half 11, and by that time you're totally wound up, and oh my goodness. So very fortunate this morning, I would say. But I think it comes down to the earlier your appointment in the day, the quicker you're taken, because I think they lose so much on every appointment that by the time, if your actual appointment's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you could find that you're already an hour and a half behind in the timeline. So anyway, that's it. Heading home for a hot cup of tea and a wee bite to eat, and I'm quite happy. Bye for now.